Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, January 13th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Got four text messages during the break. That was a great segment with Missy. Good information from Missy. Appreciate you having her on to explain that. I want you guys to understand that this scan is part of the scanning process Missy does when she checks out your body, 2,800 markers. The scan itself, here's how it works. She ships you a hand cradle. It has a computer cable on it that ties into your computer with a USB connection. That little connector thing on the side of your computer, your laptop, your desktop, whatever. You then have an appointment time with her to go into and get the Zyto.com program on your computer that communicates with her computer. She starts the scan. You can't move your hands in the hand cradle for roughly about 15 minutes or so. You can see the progress that it's making. And then when it's done scanning, you take your hand off the cradle. She emails you the report. The report comes to you, and she goes through it with you. She tells you what's wrong with you. She tells you what markers are off in your body, not just your spine, which is the electrical conduit to your organs, but also nutrients that are missing, things that are not working in your body, causing you to be on medications, causing you to be fat, causing you not able to sleep. All this is done as part of the scan. Now, if you need to lose weight, there's a fat burning formula from your scan that she embeds into your drops and your metabolic formula for when you eat. The drops help break down your food in a way that causes your metabolism to catch on fire. As a result, you lose weight. This is all done within your body while eating real foods. The best foods that the scan tells her that you should be eating. The best five proteins, the best five vegetables, the best five fruits, and things that you absolutely have to stay away from. Because your body is triggered by certain foods, and she knows that. It's rated on a scale within this report. For me right now, the best protein I can eat with the maximum benefit for my metabolism is lobster, crab, and shrimp. Those specific groups of proteins. Then comes cod and a few other fishes. Then comes chicken. Then comes beef. It's all in the report. The stuff that I was eating during my first round of fat burn, I can't eat now. Back in the day, when I dropped the 80 pounds, I was eating turkey on a regular basis. Turkey's on the bottom of the list now. I have to stay away from turkey. Cottage cheese. I ate a lot of cottage cheese during Fat Randy. Well, guess what? Cottage cheese is on the bottom of the list now. I was eating strawberries during Fat Randy's days. strawberries are on the bottom of the list. Every single major food group I was eating when I went from 300 pounds to 217, I can't eat now. They do not do anything for my metabolism. Not that I'm going to gain weight. They just won't help me metabolize back on fire again to drop about 6 to 7, 8 pounds. I'm at 222, 225. I'm like, wait a minute. I can't get back to 217. I'm stuck. She's like, well, let me rescan you and we'll figure it out. Today's my first day of fixing it. But the biggest problem I had, my spine was garbage. I hadn't been to a chiropractor in a long time. She's like, Randy, C3, 4, 5, 6, 7, S5, L1, L2. Dude, you're a wreck. Took the scan in to see Dr. Rick. He adjusted me. I feel so much better today. It's unbelievable. And by the way, I dropped a pound and a half. So definitely, definitely reach out to Missy. Get a hold of her. You can reach her online at the website truckerrandyhealth.com. You can see the Fat Randy there. You can see my screenshots. You can see exactly my history with her back April of 2023 to August of 2023. And I'm still within 5-6 pounds of my reset weight. If you can't go online, truckerrandyhealth.com, call the office, 269-964-4044. Or better yet, just text me, Missy, my phone number you have stored in your phone. Just text me, Missy. I'll send you the link to the website to schedule an appointment and the phone number. I'll text it back to your phone. Cannot recommend that you do it enough. You have got to do this. So many of you wanted to lose weight and get in better shape for 2025. Most of you have already quit or haven't been able to carry through on your goals. This past Saturday was Quitter Saturday. You're already off of your resolution. Let Missy and her staff help you guys. That's all I can say. Moving back to Lansing, there's a couple other stories that really very interesting dynamics going on down in Lansing. And one of the things I think that people need to know about is how Michigan could legally tax people a lot more money. Kind of an interesting story. Again, coming out of the very interesting interpretation of the Constitution of the state of Michigan. Constitutionally speaking, Michigan government could be taxing its residents much more than it is, a lot more. Whether raising taxes is a good idea politically, it is a different question that nobody is talking about. But under the constitutional revenue limit that was set by the Headley Amendment in the late 1970s, Michigan government could be collecting $12.3 billion more dollars in taxes this year without triggering a process before it would begin having to give the money back constitutionally. A mostly unnoticed chart presented at the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference that they held on Friday, the CREC, showed that Michigan government is under the Headley cap by a record level. And the number is only projected to grow and get even bigger. The cap this fiscal year projected to be $14.2 billion less and $15.5 billion less in fiscal year 2026. David Zinn, the chief economist for the Senate Fiscal Agency, said on Friday, the Headley Amendment limits the amount of taxes and fees state government can bring into a personal income metric, because it says state government cannot collect a higher percentage of people's personal wealth than it did with an adjustment based on inflation than it did back in 1979. When state revenue doesn't grow as fast as personal income, the gap increases. Well, in the late 1990s and early 2000s, tax cuts combined with a growing economy and higher incomes created this wedge. We have a lower tax burden, according to the statistics, today than we did back in 1979. Adding that it's not necessarily related to policy changes, but actually people's spending habits. People are spending more of their discretionary spending on services that aren't subject to sales tax than goods, for example. Taxes like the cigarette tax or the beer tax hasn't been growing annually. They have not been keeping up with inflation of personal income growth. That widens the gap. The only tax that generally keeps up with personal income, of course, is the income tax. That's why, for me, personally, I want to eliminate it. I think the Michigan business tax on corporations, as well as the personal income tax in the state of Michigan, needs to be eliminated. For that reason, right there alone. Additionally, the school aid fund has been able to keep pace with inflation because they got new taxes from marijuana, the lottery, and also expanded gaming, which has all been earmarked for the schools. You know how we have legalized gambling now? You can bet on football on your phone, on your tablet. Recreational marijuana, legal in Michigan, all goes to the schools. None of these other taxes are their primary drivers. Interesting. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Going down this road, it appears that Matt Hall and the Republican Majority House Caucus in the State House of Representatives are going to push Governor Gretchen Whitmer to cut taxes. He's pushing really hard to eliminate the Michigan business tax and perhaps lower the state income tax. If she wants to finally live up to her campaign promise, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, when she said back in 2018, elect me governor and I'll fix the damn roads. Well, Governor, it's been 7 years. You ran in 2018. You came in office January of 2019. This is now January of 2025. You've had this many years to do something. You're going into your seventh year of being governor. Don't you think it's time you live up to your campaign promise? Don't you think it's time that you do that? Instead of being fixated on your social agenda, your policy issues, all the things that you've been ramming down our throats with your Democrat-controlled House and Senate, isn't it about time you live up to a campaign promise you made going on basically 7 years ago? You re-ran on it in 2022's election. Again, this is 2025. You want to swear in your campaign promise, elect me governor and I'll fix the damn roads? Well, I'm going to swear right now too. When the hell are you going to do it? Because here's the bottom line. We are sick and tired of you talking about it. Do you guys remember Jennifer Granholm's State of the Union address many, many years ago? I forget, 2009. I forget when it was. It could have been even 2010, the last one she gave. We had an election that year, November of 2010. Rick Snyder won. He gave the first State of the State address in 2011. One of the things you have to understand is that she said in a very cunning way, you're going to be blown away. Remember that? with all the improvements that we're going to make on the roads. And please excuse all the orange barrels and all the construction slowdowns, because you're going to be blown away. And it never happened. Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly, 8 years of Republican, supposedly governor and lieutenant governor, along with control of the, not only the Senate, but the state house for 8 years. What did they do? Nothing. Did absolutely nothing to fix the crumbling infrastructure of this state. Folks, we got some roads up here in northern Michigan, like roads down in southeastern Michigan, like west Michigan, like mid-Michigan, in the UP, all over the place, that are still horrific. Can't believe the potholes on some of these roads. Well, guess what? It's time it gets fixed. And the way you do it is so simple. It is so simple. It's unbelievable. First of all, you fix the formula. Get rid of MDOT in the next budget. Eliminate Michigan Department of Transportation in Lansing totally. Fire everybody. Put up an auction for all 83 county road commissions to come and bid on that equipment. Give the money that you were giving to run the absolutely horrifically managed over top management MDOT department. Give the money to the local county road commissions. Have them buy the equipment. Have them do the repairs. Have them responsible for any road. I don't care if it's federal, a state, a trunk line, local roads, village roads, township roads. If it's in your county, fix it. You county road commissions are responsible. Make them all elected county road commissioners and make them fix it. I am sick and tired of the mismanagement that has been going on for decades in the state from the Michigan Department of Transportation in Lansing, Michigan. End it. Send them home. Use products that last 20, 30 years. Not this crap you've been using that lasts 3 to 5, and we end up resurfacing them a few years later. That's called job security. Stop it. No job security. Use the right products forever. And by the way, put it down at the time of the year where it is warranted by the road companies that do it. The road commission, you cannot be paving after Labor Day. Period. You do it in the summertime and you do it at night. Stadium lights with batteries work at night when we're sleeping. There's so many things we can come up with. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate